Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 7. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because I know y'all always missing some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support, okay? Look, I thank you guys so much for pressing play and streaming my song Options, Cutting Season, the EP. Much love and gratitude to all of you guys that actually have been tapped in, playing, all that shit. The support is fucking real. Motherfuckers is out here growing, living their fucking life, and the shit is fucking fire. Just saying. Look, so why have I been absent? There's no excuse other than I've been in New York. I'm actually back on the West Coast now. Truth be told, the reason why I didn't choose to record a lot in New York, even down to my music, the B&B just had a really bad fucking echo. I didn't like my sound quality. If you guys probably heard the last few episodes, the sound quality just wasn't really there. And so I just decided to just completely take a break. So I'm back though. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I don't know in particular how consistent or how many episodes I'll be dropping, because I have been shifting my focus to music and I have a lot of projects that's going on, especially this year, and it's just kind of taking up my time. I didn't think music was gonna become this thing, but baby, it's a thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but I thought I'd go ahead and get on here, freestyle today, just drop some gems. Shit, I don't really know where the fuck this episode going, but I know I'm titling this motherfucker Rebel Season. That's just been my wave lately. That's the type of time I'm on. And I just wanted to share some gems about love, about spirituality, what Rebel Season is to me, the whole works, okay? So, like I said, I'm freestyling this episode. I'm sorry if there's no organization. I'm sorry if the shit don't make sense, but it is what it is, all right? So, y'all already know how it is. Tap in. I appreciate it. Let's just get started. All right, so I wanted to first talk about Mercury retrograde. If you follow me on IG, y'all already know I'm really tapped into, obviously, Mercury retrograde, moon cycle, spirituality, even pulling cards, which has actually been going really dope for me as well. Big shout out to all the people that follow me that's happened on the lives. I appreciate y'all for that. Anyway, so Mercury retrograde, we just got out of it, but we are currently in post shadow. And Mercury retrograde was actually a very interesting experience for me, because when I left New York at the end of January, I left, you know, off of releasing a lot of different things. You know, we just had got out of a full moon, which I knew what I was releasing. My vibes was up. I was very grounded. And more importantly, I was very much looking forward to just getting back home, you know, getting back to my space, etc. Just, you know, taking a breather and just enjoying the West Coast. You feel me? So Mercury retrograde happens, and it actually turned out to be a pretty good Mercury retrograde for me up until like the last 3 days of Mercury retrograde. Some bullshit came back up in matters of the past, and y'all probably peeped it on my IG a bit and shit and whatever. Some of the bullshit from Mercury retrograde actually landed me in Twitter jail for the first time ever in history. I don't even be on Twitter like that. So y'all know it must have been real fucking spicy for a bitch to get locked up on Twitter. So that's that. But anyway, so for me, I was expecting some shit to pop off, because I was already in the know because of, y'all already know what popped off back in January. And then, you know, the ops people was already sitting there trying to drop some shit to let people know, like, oh, this is going on, like. And niggas was like, all right, whatever. So, you know, kept it pushing or whatnot. But yet again, bullshit happened. So with that said, I wanted to just talk about this one particular thing, because this shit is heavy on my chest. And y'all already know, I give it up real. And more importantly, I'm probably not the only motherfucker on this planet to go through some stupid shit like this, okay? So I just wanted to talk a little bit about love, right? And again, this is just from my experiences in love, okay? I'm just bringing it to that, because I don't want a motherfucker to think that they important, okay? So with that said, let's talk about love. People can grow apart. People can change. People can break up. People can break up and make up. Okay, there's a cycle. It is what it is. I ain't even mad. I ain't even bitter about any breakups I've been through. And that's on God. Because if anything, and I just want to be clear about this shit, very clear about this shit, is that when a motherfucker shows you who the fuck they are, believe them. And I just wanted to get on here today because I'm like, if I'm gonna say some shit from this point forward, I need to get my bag to say this shit. I'm in a place in my life, and I definitely recommend this for all people who have gone through breakups, who are really actively trying to heal and all those things, that I've sat down and looked at all of my relationships, all of the patterns, all of the choices that I decided to make, and I've come to peace and terms with those choices, decisions that not only I've made, but also what my past partners have made. There's just something about a specific relationship that I went through in my life that bothers me because this person actively chose to fix things and portray themselves as if they wanted something greater than what they've gone off to say. I mean, they literally sat there and packaged and sold a dream to a motherfucker. And that's cool. Motherfuckers could wake up tomorrow and change their mind. That's cool. That's okay. That's okay. Where I have a problem though is that then we have people on this planet who maybe choose to involve other people and engage in third-party activities. That's fine. That's your business. You a cheating ass motherfucker. We get it. And my problem is when the third party don't know how to mind her fucking business. That's the part I don't get. And this is a message more so for women who are actively in third-party situations. Because look, we got two different types of bitches in third-party situations. We got one bitch that don't really know, and then we got the bitch that does know. And whatever category you fall in, you'll know in a minute. So for the bitches that are in a third party and they don't know, often, and this is probably 99% of the time, often when they learn that they've been put into a third party, they walk away. Why do they walk away? Because they love themselves. They value themselves. They see their worth, right? Because nobody in their right mind wants to be with another person who would engage in any activities of a third party. And that's just keeping it a stack. Then we have the other side of the spectrum, all right, for the fuck bitches who choose to stay and commit with such persons knowingly that they were put into a third party. And that's fine too. But what the problem I have is that when that party or that side of the spectrum decides to go out their way to get someone upset or to throw mud in their face at the fact that they're the third party and now they've been upgraded from side bitch to quote unquote main bitch, that is the problem. And I don't understand hoes. Okay, I really don't understand hoes like this. It's like if you won the prize, you won the ancient motherfucker that cheated, why do you have to brag about it? Why do you have to throw salt on the wound? Why do you have to throw mud in the face? Why you gotta go out your way to make yourself known? I don't get that part. If you won the prize and you're so fucking happy and you're better than the person that obviously got cheated on, why are we going so hard? God damn, make it make sense. And bitches like this that are on that side of the spectrum don't even realize two things. One, you look stupid. Why do we look stupid? Because you were the third party. You weren't even worthy of the holidays spent. You weren't even worthy of being acknowledged as anything. And now you have to be in secrecy. Why do you have to be in secrecy? Because at the end of the day, you're dealing with a person that worries about their image, right? Because ultimately, when a person has already portrayed themselves as this honest person, right? They're not. And so they have to keep up the facade because now they're the victim. Remember, because if whatever way your situation circumstance went down, if your person's not taking accountability for doing the third party thing, they're probably playing the victim. And if they're playing the victim, more than likely now third party has to be a secret. So now third party is stuck in a situation circumstance where they are in secrecy. So you look stupid. The second thing is that you don't value yourself. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker can retweet, can put up on their IG, how many love songs, how many whatever you say. You don't love yourself. You don't love yourself to walk away. You don't love yourself to find your own nigga that's not tied to nobody. Just saying. Okay, so here's my thing and my word of advice is that for the women out there who are participating in third-party situations, have fun, love, enjoy. But leave the normal bitches who love themselves the fuck alone. It's fucking stupid. And you look stupid. Just saying. I just had to talk about that right quick because I think a lot of people that follow me and, you know, when I drop those question of the days, a lot of people ask for love advice. And it seems like this is a trend, right? Where we have these third party situations. And granted, sometimes third party situations happen, you know, without us really knowing. And that's okay. But it's still our responsibilities as adults, right? As adults to know the limits, when to walk away, and more importantly, to be accountable. And I think that's the problem I have, is when motherfuckers walk this planet and they act oblivious to the fact of what the fuck they did. You know exactly what the fuck you did. And I even question too, right? And let's just backtrack. I just have to backtrack here a little bit too when I think of, because you know, I told you, I think about all my situations I've been in. This particular situation I'm thinking of, it actually blows my mind a bit, because the way this person was so quick to block me and act so innocent and then send 50 of her friends to make a statement really tells me, bitch, you've been plotting from day one. Because I know that when I'm in a relationship with people, we have exclusivity and motherfuckers know me. I'm sorry, I'm a pretty face. Ain't no way nobody gonna not know me. Okay, just saying. So, and I know motherfuckers been was following motherfuckers to know me, to see me, and bitch, you plotted and you waited and you thirsty. Just saying. But the sad tea of the story of this situation is, and this is big shout out to all my self-love having valuable women in these streets that's real fucking bad, all right, got they own and shit. This goes to y'all, okay, that at the end of the day, these little hoes, they mad. They're mad. They will never amount to you. They will never be you. It will bother them day in and day out. Why? Because they envy you. They've been plotting and wanting that. And the funny situation of the matter is that if you were really worthy of anything, bitch, that motherfucker would have walked away from day one. So obviously it took the motherfucker who knows how long, how many days or weeks or months to decide you, but bitch, you got decided last. Yikes. That's a crisis. Let me move the fuck on. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to deliver that read. My bad, y'all. I had to deliver the read. So let's get into Rebel Season, though. So lately, I've been getting tatted, and it's funny because for a while, I was a square. No shade. I had like one tattoo, and when I was going through some of the feels I was going through and releasing, I was like, yo, I want to get tatted. I woke up one Saturday morning. I didn't have my kids. I was in New York, and I was like, yo, I'm getting tatted. I went in Harlem. I got tatted. Dopest thing I could have ever done, and obviously now it's like a little addiction. One of the tattoos that I got that's on my right wrist, it says happiness every day. And I told myself, I said, all right, if I'm gonna go through this type of pain, it's gonna have to have a meaning, right? And it's gonna have to have a purpose. So it's just so refreshing when I look at my wrist every day to see happiness every day, because that's a choice. And often we get so consumed, right, in these heartaches or chasing the bag that a lot of us really don't want to choose happiness, because we think we're going to miss out on something. Oh, I'm going to miss out on love. I'm going to miss out on the bag. I'm going to miss out on this. Nah, I'm choosing happiness every fucking day. And in my heart of hearts, I feel like if I choose happiness, guess what happens? I'm gonna attract all those other things. But I have to be happy first. And I don't think a lot of us like to realize that. And so that's why I got that tatted. I got my star, my moon here, because I've been very, very, very tapped in. Then with the moon, of course, with our planets. And I do, I wholeheartedly feel like I'm a star. And it's kind of funny because when I lost my job about almost, what, 10, 12 years ago, when I got the mini star tattoo, I thought that was big. And I was like, nah, I'm bigger than that. So I went, I got a big ass star. But it's because I was like, yo, like, that's how much you've grown as a person. You lost something so significant. Because when I got that tattoo, I lost that job. And I thought it was the end of the world for me. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna go rebel. And I'm getting a tattoo. And I'm getting a star because I'm a star. I'm gonna make it. This is something bigger, better for me. Da 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 da. Boom. Then I go through the same thing. I'm going through this loss. I'm going through heavy feels. And I'm like, yo, I am bigger than this shit. My growth is way bigger than this shit. So I got a bigger star, something more prominent, something more bold, because I knew, I was like, yo, I'm definitely stepping into a new era for myself, a new rebirth. And I know I want bigger and better for me. And so that's why I got it. Then what I decided to do was, back in New York, I already had booked me to go away to Bellevue and shit for the weekend. So I went ahead and I was like, I'm getting tatted again. So that Friday I got tatted, and I don't know what it is. Like I said, I'm very in tune with meaningful things and just things of purpose. Because again, if we're gonna go through pain, it has to have a purpose behind it, okay? So two of the tattoos I got, one of them is on my wrist. It's Arabic calligraphy, both of them. The one on my left wrist, it says destiny, it's already written. And I feel like everything I went through, this was already written. And it's kind of dope because when I was back in New York, I actually was hanging out with an artist and he spoke some of the realest shit to me. And he was like, yo, you gotta realize like all the pain that we're going through, it was already written. So you're already capable of handling this. And those were like the best words I've ever heard. So I just knew I had to get something with destiny. It's already written. So that's that. And then in the center of my chest, I ended up getting female warrior. And it's crazy because often we are too much for men, right? And I used to think, oh, I gotta taper me down, tone me down. Nah, I'm just too much for a nigga that can't handle me, who don't deserve me, who don't work for me. Anybody that really is gonna value and appreciate you for who the fuck you are will see that shit, will work to keep you, maintain you, earn you. Don't forget that shit. Don't let nobody ever sit here and try to tell you that you too much or you too little. You just not for them, and that's okay. So yeah, the last tattoo I ended up getting recently was, it's a set of butterflies on my back, and on the top of my shoulder it says free with a butterfly. I started my spiritual journey almost 2 years ago after losing my mother. I had an awakening, I withdrew, I began therapy, and then I joined my spiritual group last year. Actually, this month will make an official year. And I wanna say this has been the most liberating and freeing thing I've ever done, because it's truly transformed me as a person. Starting this journey and connecting with people who think the way you do, but not really, because we all have a difference of opinions and shit, because we all want to teach each other something. But just being able to really have conversations and share space with people where I can be authentically me, where I can come in with my shadows, I can come in with that darkness, I can come in with the light, I can come in with my ratchet, I can come in with my intelligent shit, I can come in with all those things, and I don't have to pretend to be something I'm not. I don't have to get on a soapbox and put on a mask and put on a suit and tie and be one way, and then behind closed doors, like, no, I get to be me. And that's the most freeing fucking thing I could have ever done. And like I told everybody on IG, and I'm open about it now, and I'm actually open to share some of it, but last year, back in May, during COVID, I decided to travel to New York, and I took time to myself for about 2 weeks. And the purpose of my trip was to actually be open with my family and my friends, one by one, individually, face to face, if I could see them during COVID, or over Skype as well. But basically, I went forward and I did that so I can open up about some of my childhood trauma. There was a lot of things that I didn't share with my family and friends that I held on for years. And so getting the tattoo free and then these butterflies, it just really showcases the fact that I'm truly free from this trauma. You understand? Like, I really freed myself from this shit. And the transformation I've gone through is so fucking deep. And that's why now when I sit back and I look at everything I've been through in my life and up into this moment, up into the heartbreaks and all that shit, I'm like, I'm fucking free. I'm free at the end of the day. And trust me, I'm not trying to paint this shit out to be something simple, because it's not. I work through my shit every day, but I don't sit with my shit. I don't let that shit consume me. Like, I work through my shit every fucking day. And that's the difference, I think, between me and the unawakened. No shade, because I can sit down with myself and come to terms with who the fuck I am, come to terms with the choices I made. And it's crazy because I've actually gotten to a space right now in my life where I'm like, damn, like, none of this shit happened to me, it happened for me. And more importantly, I'm fully aware now, because I had a conversation, it's so crazy, a new friend I made in New York, he's so dope, and he put shit into perspective for me, and he was just like, well, what did you learn? Why do you keep telling me everything somebody did to you? What did you learn? And he made me realize, like, there's so much power in us realizing that we had a choice, and that we made the choices we made. And think about it, if you sit there and you really take accountability for choosing the partners you choose, choosing the path you choose, choosing the people in your circle, you're fucking powerful, because not a motherfucker can tell you something else. Not a motherfucker could throw it in your face. Not a motherfucker can make you feel away, because that's on you and you chose that. And the fact that I can realize that and I can see that and I can feel that shit, I don't feel shit no more. I don't give a fuck no more. Sure, you motherfucking hurt me. That's okay. But I chose that. See, we will ignore the signs and symptoms because of love. Because, oh my God, I have history with this friend. Oh, because this is my family, my mother, my brother. Fuck all of that. I chose that. A motherfucker showed me time and time again who the fuck they were, what they did and did not want. There was even times my intuition has showed me shit that I was like, yo, this shit look weird. Why does this shit now resonate later? And it's because I didn't trust myself. And more importantly, I didn't see the power in my choices. And now I'm in a space where I'm like, oh, I get it. I chose this shit. So can a motherfucker tell me about me? Can a motherfucker sit there and try to run game on me and say, oh, you did this, you did that? The only thing I did was choose you, and that's on me. And I'm telling you, there's just so much freedom in it, yo. so much fucking freedom in it. It's crazy. And I get it, like, we get so consumed into the heartbreak and shit, but I'm in a space now where I'm like, yo, when I really look at some of the shit I went through in my life, like, if I really, like, I'm telling you, y'all, and this ain't gonna resonate for everybody, right? Because not everybody has trauma and shit, but I'm talking about those of y'all that have survived actual trauma in your life. When you really look at the trauma you went through, you really gonna sit here and be sweating some ancient motherfucker that played you? Despite the fact that you sat there and survived something heavier than that shit, heavier than that fucking man that didn't choose you, who didn't treat you right, who didn't love you the way you were supposed to be loved. Fuck no. You are a survivor. You survive harder things than that shit. No. So yeah, right now, the space that I'm operating on is forgiving myself. I've already forgave people who've hurt me, but now I'm forgiving myself because ultimately I took me there. I'm the only motherfucker that's behind this wheel in this car. I'm the only motherfucker that takes me to point A to point B. I'm the only motherfucker that does that. So now I'm working on forgiving myself. And I think that's real growth. And trust me, there's a lot of things that bother me. There's still things that's gonna trigger me. But when I really like reel myself back in and I sit myself down and I'm like, all right, why do you feel this way? Why is this triggering you? Oh, okay. Well, let's take it back to this day and how you felt. And I don't know if I shared this on my podcast, but a year ago, I began doing voice messages and I would record my feels. So often when I start to think about situations or circumstances and, oh my God, this is triggering or this is hurting or why is this this way? I go back to a moment in time and I play the shit back. And I highly recommend that shit for anybody. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves, like, why are we feeling this way? And also, how did this person make you feel? Sometimes people are not even worthy of us to miss them or to hurt over them. Why? Because they didn't treat you right. And my thing is this, is like, why should we, the collective, spend any amount of time, any more energy on dealing with a person or people who have zero remorse on how they treat you or treated you? Think about it. Not a motherfucker gave a fuck when they was fucking you over, or if they're still fucking you over, or they're still choosing to live their life and pretend like they didn't do shit. Or don't even get me started. Or the motherfuckers that they get out of a relationship on 1 week and then 3 weeks later they talking about they got a new soulmate here and they in love. Them motherfuckers we talking about. Them motherfuckers that can move on and act like you didn't never exist, not even the fact that y'all have all this history and shit. Them motherfuckers. Or the motherfuckers that will sit there and they'll treat you however way and then go about their fucking day, go to work, wake up, brush their teeth, act like nothing ever fucking happened. Or what about the motherfuckers that sit there, they wanna put hands on you and then they look at you like ain't nothing wrong. They'll walk in and out your fucking space with when you got a black eye, whatever it is. I'm talking to all of y'all, okay? All of y'all that get stuck in these situations, circumstances with people that don't value you, that wake up and they act fucking normal. They act fucking like nothing ever happened. That's the part I'm trying to get at, is that why do you waste your time or your energy even bothering to hurt or miss or be sad about a motherfucker that operates like that? That motherfucker right there is undeserving of it. A motherfucker like that doesn't exist, period. And I get it. We're good to people. It hurts. But the thing is, you cannot continue to hold on to potential. And if you keep holding on to potential, it's not gonna get you anywhere. That motherfucker done moved on. That motherfucker still walking around like nothing's ever happened. They picked up and they packed their shit and they out. You know what I'm trying to say? So do the same. The difference though is this, and mark my words, because if there's one thing that my cards don't lie, is me. I don't fucking lie and I call shit how I see it. Mark my words, that motherfucker that chooses to operate like that, right, with zero accountability, zero acknowledgement, that motherfucker that chooses to operate like that, move forward in life and have no inner standing, no inner fucking standing of what the fuck they've done to a motherfucker. I promise you, karma will be a bitch. They will feel it. I don't understand how even people can sit here and think for 1 minute that they're gonna win or they're gonna be happy when they're not even right within. I don't know how. I don't know how motherfuckers can think that they're gonna enter in new relationships and commitments and they're not right within. I don't understand how motherfuckers can sit there and think for 1 minute that they're gonna call themselves whole or think that they've healed when they're still not right within. You catch my drift? It don't add up and it don't make sense. That's why I'm pushing for those who listen here, those who are part of the collective, those who are actually fucking awake, and those that are doing the work to keep doing the work, work through it. You're gonna have your days, okay? You're human, but do not Stay with that shit. Do not also to allow a motherfucker to silence you. That's rebel season here. You need to speak your fucking truth. Don't hesitate on that message. Don't hesitate on responding back. Do that shit. Do whatever the fuck your spirit says. Sometimes people, and I think I said this shit on my live one day, I said, yo, or my stories or whatever. I was like, yo, motherfuckers will sit there and die on the inside. They'll let motherfuckers say whatever they want to say, all that shit, don't react. Die on the inside for the sake of what? Because society says peace is being quiet? Fuck that. Fuck that. I am forever gonna speak my fucking truth. I'm not here to fucking sugarcoat it to change the fucking verbiage or the tone. Fuck that. I'm gonna say what I wanna say, how I wanna say it, however I see fit and how it makes me feel. I am no longer choosing to say things and do things out of sake of other people's feelings, because why? Motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about my feelings when they were fucking hurting me. So no, do not spare a motherfucker, ever. That is rebel season. It's embracing the truth, embracing your authentic self. Speaking out, not doing shit that other people are doing or for the sake of your ego or image. We don't give a fuck about that, because why? We're protected. If only motherfuckers can see that. Can nobody or myself or the way I choose to respond can take away what the divine has already planned for me. If it's mine, it's coming. Period. And if it don't come to me, it was never for me. So can nobody jeopardize my bag, my future, my peace, my anything, because the divine already has it planned for me. And I think a lot of us need to see that. If you see that, trust and believe you will not. You will not choose to filter self. Filtering self gets you where? Nowhere. It makes you unhappy. How many times you ever felt like, oh my God, I didn't say what I wanted to say or how I wanted to say. I didn't get enough out. Because you're filtering yourself. You're second guessing yourself. You're thinking about, well, what does this look like if I did this? How would they react? How would they feel? Fuck that. You are protected in every step of the way. It is already written. When you speak the word, you speak however way you choose to speak it. It's already written. What follows after is already written. And I think we need to see that. That's why if you don't get up with the program and see what the fuck is really for you, it's gonna take longer. Because while your story's written, think about it. Think about that shit for a second. Why is my chapter taking so long to finish? Because you fucking dragging your ass. You ain't changing. You ain't doing shit. The divine has it waiting for you, but you're not choosing to fucking sit there and take what's already written. Because why? You rather choose the fucking long road. You're taking your fucking time. And that's fine too, because divine is like, look, we got this for you when you're ready. When you do it, just saying, that's where I'm at with it. So yeah. And that, my friends, is rebel season, okay? I'm not sporadic, okay? I'm not unpredictable. I'm not acting different. No, I am fucking me in my true form. The purest, truest form you'll ever see it. I'm not gonna be silenced. I'm not gonna protect anything. No, why? Because I'm protected. And don't get it twisted. I'm not out here saying I'm gonna react to everything, because trust me, if anybody fucking knew how many fucking times or things have come my way and I don't react, because trust me, I do pick and choose. But when a motherfucker deliberately decides to disturb my fucking peace, we got a fucking problem. If you come knocking on my door uninvited, yes, we got a problem. You better believe too that you better have understanding in the fact that a bitch is coming back with the fire that you coming with, period. And that's just that. I'm not here to sugarcoat a motherfucking thing. This is not Candyland. Y'all so accustomed to people being rainbows and unicorns and butterflies. What? No, I'm gonna say how the fuck I feel, when I feel, how I feel. Yes, of course. My tribe, my actual people that share space where I feel safe with, of course, you're gonna be met with love and light and real, all the way. Anybody that's in my tribe, my real tribe, they know I'm not gonna sugarcoat it either. Yes, love and light, all the way. I will embrace you. I will sit there, big you up, but I will also tell you about your fucking self. Cause I really hope a motherfucker tells me, goddamn, just saying. And it's funny because even too, I've had conversations with some of my friends where I was going through this second awakening and they were like, yo, don't do that. Don't give your energy. I'm like, yo, bro, like, or sis, you cannot tell me how to react. my spirit is saying do this shit this way, period. And I don't have no regrets, and I'm gonna keep it a stack. I ain't lose no fucking sleep. Oh my God, it didn't shake me to my core. I felt fucking liberated. I felt like, yes, I'm standing up to bullies. I'm standing up for myself. I'm taking my power back. Cause like I said, in my childhood, in my own trauma, I had to be silenced. You think I'm gonna let a motherfucker silence me now? After all I had to survive? Y'all could suck my dick. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. Fuck no. That's what I'm saying. You gotta look at perspective and you gotta look at the bigger picture here. What have I survived growing up? So am I gonna let this little situation here silence me after I just overcame a bigger situation that had me silenced? Fuck that. You got me fucked up. Don't be silenced. That's rebel season. Don't let these motherfuckers try to spin a narrative and tell you who the fuck you are, because you know who the fuck you are. They know who the fuck you really are. They just only gotta sit there and portray you in a different light because it makes their story sound correct. That's just where they're at. And all the little motherfucking minions that can listen and follow suit, they're gonna do that. And don't get it twisted, I get it. There's two sides to every fucking platform and story. Of course your team is gonna ride for you or whatever, but get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Ain't nobody on this motherfucking planet can sit here for 1 second and tell me, especially on how the storyline goes, especially on all the fucking events and the order of events, that motherfucking tribe still ain't fucking tell a motherfucker about themselves. Fuck out of here. That's fucking wild. That's delusion. Okay, and that's another conversation for another day. Just saying. Back to the tribe. The point I'm trying to get at is that don't let outside opinion or narratives that people may portray steer you away from being real with self, for being authentic, for sticking up for yourself, because that's what they want. If you operate your life on the opinions of other people, I promise you, you're going to be living the life you don't want to live. You're living someone else's life. I don't know about that. I'm not going to take opinions and listen to opinions from people's lives that I don't want. No, thank you. No, thank you. Last thing here is the advice here for the outsiders. Who are the outsiders? The people that do fucking wrong and don't take accountability. The people that really sit here and choose to move the fuck on and operate life like they really didn't do shit. Those motherfuckers there. Or the motherfuckers that support them. The ones that actually feel like they've won something. The ones that feel like they have to sit there and throw salt in people's face and mud in their face thinking they won a prize. Like, bitch, get a life. Oh God, get alive. The reality of the situation is collective, and I'm just keeping it a stack here. If a motherfucker really is all that fucking happy, we don't gotta fucking hear about it. You ain't gotta go great lengths to show it. Fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Fucking weird. Just like two. The other flip side of it too is like, I wish really motherfuckers would stop subbing people already too. Y'all motherfuckers be sitting there so bold, right? Here's the flip side. I mean, I'm going off track and I don't give a fuck because this is still for the outsiders. Stop subbing people. Y'all motherfuckers like to sit there and be on y'all peace and light fake shit, but then y'all be sitting there throwing in all these fucking subliminal messages like you real big tough on the internet. And it's like, we know nobody wants to smoke. We know nobody about the life. So why are you even operating like that? Or flip side, why don't we get real for a second? We could rebel a bit and we could start adding or saying shit with our chest. Motherfuckers don't want to do that. Instead, let's portray ourselves. And that's that narcissistic bullshit, bro. On God, that's that gaslighting bullshit where motherfuckers will sit there and they want to portray themselves as the victim. I'm the victim. She's the victim. She's the victim. But then she go on Twitter. The fucking bitch is fucking subbing you left and right. Suck my dick, hoe. Fuck out of here. That shit is so fucking corny and tacky to me. So corny and tacky to me. If you won, you won. Don't portray yourself to be the victim. Don't do that. That's not cute. You already look stupid. You ugly. No shade, but that's that shade. You're ugly. And then you got the audacity to pretend like I'm the victim. And then flip side, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and retweet a bunch of shit subbing somebody. Bitch, what? If you don't say that shit with your chest, I will never understand a motherfucker that sit there. They block you instantly, but they got a whole lot to say on fucking Twitter. And then they come to a surprise awakening when you actually decide to do some digging, because you're like, who the fuck keeps stalking me? Let me go on Twitter, because this shit don't make sense. And let me tell you something. I know I'm going off on a rant and I don't give a fuck, but baby, a motherfucker had to research. I was like, yo, who the fuck is this person, bro? Like, why do y'all keep sending me things? Why do we keep bothering me? Why are we watching me from accounts? What is going on? So I said, let me do my due diligence, because there's one thing I know for a fact is that if a motherfucker got IG, they probably got fucking Twitter. And I fucking found the Twitter. And sure enough, I'm going through the Twitter. Like, I'm like, look at all these fucking subs. All these times that this shit makes sense. So you busy watching me and subbing me. Whoa. weirdo. You're fucking weird. Okay. So then, you know what I did? I was like, I'm gonna at you because unlike you, bitch, I'm not a pussy. I want the smoke. But while I'm at it though, let me dig into your life. Let me dig into your life. And then of course I asked my cards. I was like, okay, so it has been you. Okay, scroll. Look at shorty ex-man. Oh, this is your ex-boyfriend. Oh. Got all the fucking tea on your stupid ass. So I went ahead and I added the bitch. And I said what I said. And then they put me in Twitter jail. Because she reported it. Like the pussy bitch she is. You can sub me. You can stalk me on the fake profiles. Send your little fucking friends. Act like people give a fuck about you. Get the fuck out of here. And no shade. This is side note. But like, why would I be pressed about a bitch that's ugly? And I'm just keeping it a stack. And I love my beautiful women. But that bitch is not beautiful. Like, why would I be pressed? Like, look at me. Look at you. Why would I really go out my way to be big mad over you? Like, you're not an upgrade. You're a downgrade. And it's so obvious. More importantly, like, who's going to be tripping off of somebody with what? You got 600 followers. You can't even break 50 likes. Fuck out of here. If we're gonna do statistics and algorithms today, no, got me fucked up. Like, let's do the math here. Shorty like me be sitting here be getting fucking 1,000 views. Okay, I get a check on my podcast, I get a check for music, and you think I'm stressing somebody that can't even break 50 likes? You got me fucked up. My bad, I just really broke my foot, y'all. I love y'all though. I already know the voice notes is gonna be like, sis, what are you talking? I told ya. That's why I shouldn't be freestyling. But whatever. Anyway, let me get off of this. I just had to say, because I know she gonna listen. She gonna listen. So I might as well just get on here and say what I wanna say. I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't know. Call me cocky, conceited. I don't give a fuck. I know my value, okay? I know exactly what I'm worth, okay? I know my stock price. And yeah, I'm feeling myself. I don't give a fuck. Shit, niggas is feeling me too. Fuck you mean. So I'm in my right to be in my bag to say what I want to say. Because goddamn, like, you really think somebody really pressed? They need to drop that narrative. Cause like I said, we really compare algorithms. I mean, this is an IG thing, so I had to bring it like that. We really compare the stats. What? Come on. Remember when they said LeBron ain't have 6 rings? Let me get the fuck off of here. Anyway, I definitely appreciate you guys for tuning into today's episode. Continue to stream the fuck out of Options, Cutting Season, the EP. I actually have some music dropping. I cannot wait to announce. I have a really, really big project that's dropping actually this summer. So I cannot wait to talk about that shit. When I say we are about to put some shit in motion, my niggas. I'm telling you, I've been at work. So definitely, like I said, again, real quick, I really appreciate people that really listen, really tap in. Those of y'all that have been sharing my page, those of y'all that just be sharing my shit, like, I love y'all, like, heavy. I even been seeing, like, y'all been replaying some of my episodes, which is so fucking amazing. I just love it. So yeah, but anyway, yeah, like I said, I have some music coming out really soon. I was supposed to drop Feather Mackin, but the guy that I'm doing a collab with, his engineer got COVID. That's why the project got pushed back a bit, but it is dropping really soon. I'm actually really excited because he's a dope ass rapper from the Bronx. Really big, really upcoming, really fire. So I'm super excited for that collab. And then I actually got, like I said, some new music I'm working on and a project that's gonna be dropping this summer that's so fucking dope that I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because motherfuckers is having so much fun, it's not even funny, and we're making money. What? All right, y'all, I'm gonna catch y'all in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all have a great night.